I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Clouds moving in today. We'll see a high of 57 degrees. A slight chance of rain overnight tonight, low 51, and then rain likely tomorrow with a high of 55. The Illinois General Assembly's two veterans committees will hold a joint legislative hearing next month to address the Legionnaire's disease outbreak at a veterans home. 13 residents at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy have died from the disease over the past 3 years. The Quincy Herald-Whig reports that Democratic State Senator Tom Cullerton of Villa Park toured the home this week to prepare for the hearing. It's scheduled for January 9th in Chicago. Cullerton is chair of the Illinois Senate Veterans Committee. He says the upcoming hearing will focus on the reoccurrence of the disease that has plagued the home for at least 3 years. Cullerton says it's important for the General Assembly to get to the root of the issue and find out exactly what was known and who knew. A new report shows the statewide teacher shortage is felt most acutely in districts with lots of low-income students. But it's also hitting rural and wealthier districts, as Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes explains.
Williamsfield is a village halfway between Peoria and Galesburg with fewer than 300 students. Superintendent Tim Forker says he can't find teachers who meet state licensing requirements for every subject. Instead, he's filing paperwork seeking waivers.
What we're hopeful for is that folks will realize that this is an emergency situation and that districts and potential candidates need immediate licensure relief to increase the number of quality applicants on the market.
Only about a third of his students qualify for free or reduced lunch. This shortage is even worse at lower income schools. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
The Illinois State Board of Education is seeking proposals for a $12 million federal grant that funds after-school programs serving largely low-income student populations. The money is available through the U.S. Department of Education's 21st Century Community Learning Centers program that finances academically-based activities. School Superintendent Tony Smith says the idea is for students to have a safe place to explore and learn outside of school hours. Current programs provide lessons in art, music, character building, PE, and supplemental math, as well as English and science work. Officials say teachers have reported improved behavior, motivation, and academic performance among students that are already participating in the program. Those proposals are due by February 15th. Some good news for people who want to start a new business in Illinois. Previously, the state had some of the highest fees in the nation for starting a new company. Bill sponsor Representative Carol Sente of Buffalo Grove says the new law significantly lowers that cost.
You know, this might not be the sexiest bill that we pass this year, and often these types of bills don't get the attention I believe they deserve. But make no mistake about it, with this bill, it means a great deal to every small business owner.
The law changes the filing charge for an LLC.